convey to others in our lives. If they think that is what Christianity is, do you think that's going to bring them to Christ? They're going to say, I don't want to be somebody like that. They're teaching one thing and living another way. So we need to be speaking. You've heard me say before in Army, we have a saying, you talk the talk, but can you walk the walk? We need to be living our lives like we're preaching it. We need to be pure in behavior. Turn over to 2 Corinthians 1:12. 2 Corinthians 1:12. For our glorifying is this, the testimony of our conscience, that in holiness and sincerity of God, not in fleshly wisdom, but in the grace of God, we behave ourselves in the world and more abundantly to youward. 1 Corinthians 1:12. A lot of y'all have heard me talk about my father being an elder in the church, and I grew up in the Church of Christ, so I didn't know there was really any other religion but the Church of Christ. But one thing that always amazed me and I respected about my father, he was hard on every one of his children and sticking with the Word of God, but he lived his life just as he preached and taught it to us. I never heard him say a cuss word. We prayed regularly. He didn't drink. He wasn't a brawler. I still on occasion think that I had a misconception of him and my mother because I never heard them fight. And of course, my brothers and sisters are 10 years older than I am. And I've asked each and every one of them on separate occasions, is that really true? Did mom and daddy ever fight? They said they couldn't ever remember mom and daddy ever fighting. They disagreed on things, but they never fought about it. They never argued. And this reflected in our lives. This is what we need to be conveying to our children, our neighbors, our parents, our brothers and our sisters. Is this Christianity that's in our lives? Now we know, we've talked about Logan and Whitney getting married this week. It's a great and glorious thing. Now I'm fixing to talk about that in respect to practicing Christianity personally. When the young people get ready to marry, think about this for a second. You need to be thinking about marrying another Christian. It's a whole lot easier to marry another Christian and to live that way than it is to convert someone. Now here's some scriptures. Turn over to Matthew 6:33. Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Matthew 6:33. Well, if we're looking for a spouse, we need to take this into account. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. That means you need to be looking to marry a good Christian woman or man. Now another scripture that I want to talk about is 2 Corinthians 6:14. 2 Corinthians 6:14. Be not unequally yoked with unbelievers. For what fellowship have righteousness and iniquity? Or what communication hath light with darkness? 2 Corinthians 6:14. Once again, think about this in relationship to a marriage. People have a tendency when they get married, if they marry a good, faithful Christian, it helps them to stay stronger in Christ. It helps that foundation I talked about earlier. It's just reinforcing that. I had a premarital counseling session with Logan and Whitney here a few weeks ago. And I told them I didn't foresee any problems with them. They come from good Christian families. They come to church regularly. I think they're going to be an asset to one another when it comes to their religious lives. Next, practicing Christianity personally, we need to be studying the Word. Matthew 4:4. But he being Jesus, answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Matthew 4:4. And to bring you up to what's going on here, Jesus has just been baptized. He wandered in the wilderness for 40 days and he was hungry. And Satan had come to him the first time here and said, if thou be the Son of God, turn these stones into bread. And this is how he answered. Satan tempted him two more times in the verses right after this. And in every verse he said, it is written. How was he able to say it is written? Because he studied and knew the Word of God. When people come to us and question our doctrine or our faith in Christ, how are we able to answer them if we're not studying the Bible? If we are off-guarded, bound, and bewildered when they ask these questions, is that going to help us to convert them to Christ? It will not. Now, 2 Timothy 2:15. 2 Timothy 2:15. Give diligence, present thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, handling aright the word of truth. 2 Timothy 2:15. Once again, we need to be studying our Bibles. This way we know how to rightly divide the word of truth. Excuse me, the word of truth. And we wouldn't be ashamed. Next, we need to visit the needy. You know, they need help and they need our encouragement. We need to be visiting the sick. We may not be able to heal them like Jesus did, but we can visit them. You might be surprised if you took them a bowl of hot chicken noodle soup. That might be just what they needed to get the feeling better. Even though you're not Jesus Christ, you may have helped heal them just by bringing them a bowl of soup or showing them you cared. What about the elderly? Oftentimes the elderly are lonely and they miss the old days of having their spouse there, having their houses full of children, and they would give anything just to have somebody come by and visit for a little while. I don't know how many times I've talked to elderly people and they just want to talk. They want somebody to visit with them. To show that they still care about them. That they're still an important part of society. And we need to be visiting the poor. You know, I've made comments about this before. When I was in Memphis School of Preaching and going to school, we would go on campaigns to different towns and cities throughout the United States. And we'd always be excited because we'd go into these neighborhoods where they have these big fancy homes that are $250,000, and we think, yeah, we're going to do good here. You know, there's going to be all kinds of people that are real receptive. But we always found that the rich people are the ones that, no, we don't care anything about that. You know, we don't want you bothering us. But then you go into the neighborhoods where they're poor, they don't have anything, and they said, come in and visit with us. Teach us the Word of God. Bring the Word of God into our homes because they knew the need for it. So we need to be visiting the poor. Turn over to James 1:27. James 1:27. Pure religion and undefiled before our God and Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their afflictions, and to keep oneself unspotted from the world. James 1:27. These are some things that we need.